escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Holy smokes! Good afternoon, everybody. Live from the Bob Pompiani Golf Classic, benefiting the Partners for Quality family of nonprofit agencies. That's a mouthful, but they do great work. Bob's raised almost $2 million for this great charity. It is a jam-packed, eventful PM team. Mulzy is not here yet. I don't know if he's ever going to get on the air today. He's playing in this celebrity event. So is Joey Porter. The last time we were at a celebrity golf tournament with Mulzy and Joey Porter, Porter threatened to kick Mulzy's ass. He was dropping F-bombs. Our on-site producer had to pull us off the air, so T-Bird might have his hands full. And our on-site producer was our old boss, or off-site producer, Craig Riley, at the time, now our big boss, had to keep dumping us. So we'll see if there's fireworks. There might be, given things that maybe Mulzy has tweeted about this trade and the way it affects Joey Porter's son now. With, wow, this deal. I was at the gym. I saw the breaking news bulletin come up on ESPN, and then, bam, there it was. Jalen Ramsey traded to the Steelers. And I'm going to start by saying this about the deal. We'll open the phone lines right now. Intern Dom is manning them because we have both Starkey and Pop on the golf course here at Chartiers. So Donnie hosted from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. What a coup for him today, by the way, to have this story fall into his lap. Congratulations on all his success. Good timing. Serendipitous timing. And so Intern Dom's there, or Intern Dom and Intern Jack back for another week with us. So 412-928-9370 is the wind threatens to already take us off the air. And I felt like I just, was that rain already? We got rain again. Awesome. More rain. Get back from vacation. Let's get right back into the rain, baby. Going to knock us off the air, and we got a huge show going on. Anyways, here's what I'm going to say right off the bat. I don't get how people, other than just trying to be, you know, try to win Twitter, try to sound like they're a know-it-all, I don't understand how anybody could say right off the bat that they love this trade or hate this trade. I think this is a very nuanced deal. I think there's a lot of gray area. I think it's a pretty complicated trade. Now, the reason why I would say I side with liking it more than disliking it is because you got two players for one. You got two for one here. You got two good players for one player. And Jalen Ramsey is the Steelers' best corner now. There's no question about that. He's better than Slay. He's better than Porter Jr. Sorry if Joey's dad can hear me. If he does, he might come here and drop kick me in the throat. But he's better. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams. The clip we played at the start of the show, he is to this day the corner who I think shut down Antonio Brown in his prime better than anybody else. That gets me to the negative side of the trade, though. That was a long time ago. That was 2017, 2018. It's now 2025, and that is a theme with the Steelers this year. They're the over-the-hill gang. That used to be the old Washington Redskins with George Allen. They were the over-the-hill gang, okay, with Billy Kilmer, and they went to a Super Bowl and lost to Miami. We'd be tickled pink if that happened here. But that's what this team is now. They're getting older. They got older with this trade. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. He's 30. He's a $26 million corner. He's overpaid. He's good. We'll see how they use him. But he's the second highest paid corner in the NFL behind Stingley. He's no longer the second best corner in the NFL, and you still have years left on his contract. So your corner room is better. Your secondary, I still think, is better, even with Minka leaving. But I don't think you've improved by leaps and bounds on defense. I think you've gotten a little bit better. There's a void now at safety. Thornhill, who they got from Cleveland, sucks. Let's not even pretend, oh, well, Thornhill can go play that position. No, he's not. He's had more calf injuries than me lately. I've got this Achilles thing now that's driving me nuts. He stunk in Cleveland. He wasn't good in Kansas City. So I don't want to hear anything about him. He blows. If he has to play, he's the weakest link. Every quarterback in the NFL, when he's on the field, is going to line up and try to target him and throw at him. He's terrible. But the flip side of that is, and again, there's nuance to this, and there's a lot of layers to it. You know, Minka Fitzpatrick, you ask him to play deep center field like that, like he's Omar Moreno, okay? A bunch of guys can play it that way. So they turned him into a bargain bin run-of-the-mill safety last year. And I think twofold, again, a lot of layers to this. I think he's partially to blame because he's not as good as he used to be. And I also think the Steelers are partially to blame. Basically, they had a great bird and an amazing bald eagle or something, and they clipped its wings. And maybe part of it is because they don't think he's the player he once was, but they really took it to an extreme. There's probably, no joke, 35 safeties who could play center field like that. So if the idea is to have Jalen Ramsey do that, I don't love that either, even though you would expect him to be more of a ball hawk because he's got corner skills and he's got a lot of interceptions in his career. But I don't think that's the plan for Ramsey. It shouldn't be. Jonnu Smith coming here. I like it. I think he's a useful player. He'll never again have the season he did last year in Miami. That was a perfect storm where their offensive line stunk, so they had to get rid of the ball fast. They didn't have a quarterback that can get it downfield because of Tua's injury. So he shined in that offense, and we know Arthur Smith likes him. Now, I do think it's weird that he's now making more money than Pat Freiermuth with the extension they gave him. That's kind of odd. So he's making more money than Freiermuth. That means what you really have is an offense that most of the time will have two tight ends, and we won't see a lot of three wide receivers. They still don't have wide receivers beyond Metcalf. So that problem is persistent. It wasn't fixed this offseason. Metcalf is better and more reliable than Pickens, but the depth at wide receiver isn't much better. They're counting on Roman Wilson. I'm not going to hold my breath on that. So what happened here today with this trade is it's a monster trade in terms of names. It looks like a trade you'd see made on Madden or in fantasy football, even though it's defensive players. It seems like it's made up. You know, if I didn't see it happen on TV and I just saw the tweet or someone told me it, I would think they got duped by a fake account. Like, I wouldn't think it was real. There was reason to think the Steelers might trade for Jonnu Smith, and maybe less of a reason to think they would for Jalen Ramsey. There was no indication or reason given that Minka Fitzpatrick was on the trading block until this deal happened. So that came completely out of nowhere. And maybe we'll find when we take calls today at 412-928-9370 that there's Minka Fitzpatrick defenders out there. Now, let me get back to why I said that you can't really love this trade or hate this trade. It's more in the middle. Do you like it or dislike it? Are you up in the air on it? Are you going to sit on the fence? I think it makes them marginally better. And unfortunately for the Steelers, they're not in a tight race with the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills, where marginally better now puts them ahead of those teams. They're still not close to a contender. The best case scenario is, oh, you made this trade, now you lose the wild card game by a touchdown instead of three touchdowns. Okay, like, I just don't see it. It's an all-in move that they did that didn't cost them very much. They didn't give up draft capital. They got rid of a contract they didn't love in Minka Fitzpatrick, but they took a bad contract back in Jalen Ramsey. And it is a bad contract. He's a good player. He's super overpaid. He's not the second best corner in the league anymore. You got marginally better, but what does that get you? You're still a middle-of-the-pack team in the AFC, I think. So now you're closer to Cincinnati than you were before this trade by a little bit? Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. But I still would take the Bengals in a playoff game against them, and I would take the Ravens in a playoff game against them. They got a little bit better, and they are super old. You've got a 41-year-old quarterback. Slay and Ramsey are both in their 30s. You've got a 30-year-old tight end coming back. You've got an edge rusher who's 30 who you might give $40 million a year to. That's a whole separate topic. Actually, it's kind of intertwined because Adam Schefter is now tweeting about that and causing people to lose their minds. So, hey, we're going to break this down all day. It is a super interesting trade. It is an un-Steelers-like trade, but I really can't say that anymore because this is the new Steelers way. Honestly, ever since they traded Kenny Pickett and said, we're going to give up on a first-round quarterback after 2 years, everything's changed. They do things completely differently. On one hand, I would applaud them for trying, but if trying doesn't get results, well, then what difference does it really make? But it is fun. I mean, it's June. This is supposed to be the dead season of sports, and we've got the biggest thing, again, in Pittsburgh, the biggest thing that's happening in sports is with our football team. Everybody's talking about it nationwide, worldwide today. 412-928-9370. Let's start with, is this man's name Tree in Clairton? Okay, let's start with Tree. Hello, Tree. You're on the Fan.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey,
good
brother.
Afternoon.
Yep.
So, I hate it and I love it. I hate it because, yeah, I'm a Minka defender all day long. I've been telling everybody for the last 2.5 years, this dude is a bona fide Hall of Famer when he gets his Robin. Troy Polamalu would have been nothing if we couldn't have paired him with Ryan Clark to give him that thumper so that he has that free ability to go do what he has to do.
Well, hold on, though. That's wrong, though. I mean, Troy Polamalu played with Chris Hope and was a great player. So it's not like
Chris Hope was a thumper of his time.
Well, right, but I'm saying though, like those guys kind of grow on trees. I mean, it's not like you got to go out and find. You don't have to pay that guy a bajillion dollars. Deshaun Elliott is a thumper. He's one of the best run defending safeties in the entire NFL. So he had a guy like that to play with last year. They just elected to play him 30 yards off the line of scrimmage, which made no sense to me.
At all. And so to me, obviously, I'm an outside man. I'm trying to get on the inside, but I'm an outside man from what I could see. Deshaun was still learning. Binka had been here.
I thought he had a good year.
Pre-COVID.
I thought he had a really good year.
I feel like he had a great year, but I feel like he's going to have an even better year this year. I feel like his cover skills has gotten better. I feel like his hitting and striking ability and forcing turnovers has gotten better. I feel like him and Minka, if you had put Darius Slay, JPJ, oh, we would have had the defense we needed, but instead we get rid of Minka. I don't think that was a good idea. And then we had a caller that came in earlier that said if we would have just held off on Pickens and we could have packaged Pickens and Minka for Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, then I would have loved this trade 1,000,000%. I'm not 100% on board with getting another tight end because what the hell are we going to do now with Connor Hayward? And so now we're just
well, who cares about that? I mean, I love Cam. I think Cam's a great guy. I mean, I think Connor's a good kid. But he's a guy without a position.
Connor's here because of Cam. Let's just be honest.
Thanks for the call, Tree. We got more people to get to. Thanks for the call. I mean, no offense to Connor, but like, if the worst thing that comes out of this trade is what happens to him, sorry. I mean, it's the NFL. It's pro sports. There shouldn't be any charity cases here. He's made some nice plays. He hasn't gotten a ton of opportunity. He might be the odd man out now. That's then the breaks. You know, he's the fourth tight end at best because you've got Washington, who's a great blocker. I don't know. Like, to me, if you don't like the trade because you thought there was a chance they could make some even more ridiculous fantasy football trade where you package George Pickens for Tyreek Hill, that's a dumb reason not to make a trade because the odds of something like that happening were not very good. 412-928-9370. Let's get Patrick's take next. Hello, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew? How are you?
Hey, bro. I'm good.
So I was a little all over the place with this trade whenever I first saw it.
Which I think, by the way, I'm going to cut you off. I'm just going to say this, Pat.
You're fine.
I think that's fine. I think, like, this is the type of trade where I think there's a lot of conflicting emotions and feelings here, which is why I said the people that are making this so black and white, like it's a great trade or it's a terrible trade, what drugs are you on? It's not a huge win. It's not a big loss. They probably got a little bit better, but I don't think a little bit better gets you very much based on where they were starting this situation, which was clearly they were in, at best, the second tier of teams in the AFC. At best!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that's it. I thought Pat was still there. Apparently, we dropped them. He didn't want to say anything else. My bad, Pat. 412-928-9370. I got a little excited. We'll come back with what Adam Schefter said about TJ Watt now, which is driving people nuts up a wall. And your reaction on one of the splashiest trades in Steelers history. It is. They traded a multi-time All-Pro for a borderline Hall of Fame corner. And they got another guy back in the deal. So you got to have opinions on this, even though I think it is... I think if you think this is like the greatest trade that's ever been made by the Steelers, or if you're like saying it's an A plus, I don't think it is. They got better, but they didn't get a whole heck of a lot better. 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. 222. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Every time I go out to Pomp's Golf Classic, his celebrity tournament, there's a massive story. Last year we were here, Mike Tomlin got an extension. I argued with people for 4 hours about it. I think I was ultimately right about that. Today we're talking about this gigantic trade. The Steelers sending Minka Fitzpatrick out the door. Hollow words on their part. Acted like everything was great last year. No, it wasn't. Because you just dumped his contract on the Dolphins, the team you got him from, for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. And we know that Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith. Jalen Ramsey, Mike Tomlin has been an admirer of him forever. He's one of the elite corners in the NFL and has been for a long time. But I do say long time because he's another one of these guys in his 30s, and he ain't cheap. He's owed $26 million. So he's got to play like a number one guy. You're paying him to be one of the best corners in the NFL. And we'll see if he can do that, if they even use him that way. That's one of the questions that comes out of this. We'll ask Ray Fittipaldo about it when he joins us in a few minutes. Your calls are obviously welcome, too. I'm okay with this trade. I mean, I think the Steelers got better, but they need to get a lot better. And they're still counting on a 41-year-old quarterback who I don't believe in. And that's why I think all these moves for this year will be for naught, because I'm just not an Aaron Rodgers believer. I wish I was. I would have been 4 years ago. They made all these moves back in 2021. I'd say, let's plan a parade and get to the Super Bowl. But these guys are available for a reason, because they're a lot older. 412-928-9370. Now, I told you guys I'd give you this Watt story. So Adam Schefter says sources, in recent weeks, multiple teams have been discussing whether they can trade for TJ Watt, who skipped minicamp. Pittsburgh hasn't shown willingness to deal him, but he is unhappy with his contractual situation. And sources believe teams' interest will only pick up after this trade. So teams thinking, hey, they're paying Jalen Ramsey now. Maybe they don't want to pay TJ Watt. That's their big ticket guy on defense. We can get Watt. That would seem to be counterintuitive and counterproductive if you're trying to win this year and then you trade one of the best defensive players in the NFL for a draft pick. So unless they get just completely bowled over by a trade, which I don't think they will. So I don't really know what the point. I'm not saying what Schefter's reporting isn't accurate, but I just don't see it going anywhere because it would. The trade would have to be so incredible in terms of the package that it would cause the Steelers to pivot off their plan for this year, which is to try to win with Aaron Rodgers. I said this a month ago. Actually, I said this 2 months ago. I had heard that Mike Tomlin told people he thought he could win a Super Bowl or get to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. He actually believes that. And that's why they're doing these win-now moves like bringing in a corner in his 30s. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Ryan. He's on the fan. Hello, Ryan.
Andrew, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm almost always a hockey guy with Pompeiani, so this is rare to call about the Steelers. I totally agree with you. I'm usually on the Mueller side of camp with as far as takes, but I totally agree with you. This is really a side grade. In fact, I think I even saw where the Dolphins are eating like $7 million of Ramsey's salary, so I think that brings it down to like 19, which is basically makes it neutral.
I think the $7 million brought it down to 26 is what I read, but that's okay. We'll figure that out.
That's a really overpay, but whatever. Anyway, I have no problem with Fitzpatrick. He's a good player. He's a good guy, which I like too, so he never caused any problems. But he wasn't getting it done. He's another one of Tomlin's defensive ballers who didn't ball. Like, just this has been going on for, what, 15 years? I can't take that where they – My issue why I don't think it's really an upgrade is the Jonnu Smith part, not because they can't use another guy. I don't trust Tomlin, Rooney, Art Smith. I don't think they're smart enough. I don't think their coaches are good enough. I don't think Art Smith is good enough to put on a winning offense. I know Rodgers is the X factor with tight ends and, you know, half H-backs and all this other kind of stuff. I just don't see it winning. As far as the Schefter things goes, he's just stirring the pot. I don't think they have any guts to trade.
Which is weird because he doesn't really do that. He's not someone that just kind of just throws crap out there to see if it sticks.
That's got to be Wozcamp or somebody just looking to drum up business to force them into a signing. But here's the thing with Watt. Again, I don't have a problem with the guy. He provides highlights. But they're all before – he's Mr. October, which is a compliment in baseball.
So that's,
it is not
so that's,
in football.
Right. Right. So that is actually the thing about Ramsey that's different from the other guys here. Ramsey's won a Super Bowl. He's made big plays in January. Okay.
I think Watt's making a business decision. Like, and I don't blame athletes for doing that because they have a limited time. But he should be, and he's trying to be the highest paid player in bank. He's not, he has no legacy. Like, they can't get to the playoffs. Like, they lose the games in December they need for seeding and to make runs. So, I mean, if he wants to be paid $45 million a year, you know, enjoy Jacksonville. If they could trade him for a receiver, for some defensive line help, for some depth, I don't think it's a bad move at this point.
Well, you can't trade him for depth. I mean, you can't.
I mean multiple, a package of people that can solidify the team. Thanks.
Yeah, I hear you, Ryan. I mean, the point about Tomlin and, you know, okay, so Tomlin didn't get the most out of Minka at the end. Shouldn't that ring alarm bells about how they might use Ramsey here? Because they've created a hole. Now, me personally, I'd rather have a great corner than a great safety. So I know this team last won its Super Bowls with Troy Polamalu, and Ike Taylor was very good, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer. So they had the great safety, they had a good corner. I think it's flipped now. I'd rather have the guy who shuts you down than the safety who's, you know, playing a million yards off the line of scrimmage. You know, you look around the league, fewer and fewer teams are paying safeties. They're paying corners. So I think that's the way the NFL is. That's the trend. Look at the way the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They had a ton of corners. They traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson this offseason. They didn't have big-name safeties. So, I mean, I think that's the modern NFL. So I'd rather have, if Jalen Ramsey and Minka Fitzpatrick are equal players, I take the corner over the safety any day of the week. The offense and how it functions with all these tight ends is a valid question. Arthur Smith, first career as a league average offensive coordinator. His average offense ranks 16th in scoring. That's smack dab in the middle. So he's not great. He's not bad. He's a huge upgrade over Matt Canada, but you would be listening to the show right now if you were given that job. That's all he is to this point. He's competent. The last guy wasn't. And so Aaron Rodgers is going to play in a different offense than he's used to. I know he talked about how there's Shanahan influences in both here, but he's not used to playing in an offense that really showcases and focuses on tight ends. JerMichael Finley is like the best tight end he played with. It's not been a tight end-based offense. When I come out here, big news breaks. Last year it was Tomlin's contract extension. Today it is this blockbuster deal. Minka Fitzpatrick goes to his old team, Miami, coming back Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Here to talk about it is one of the best Steelers insiders going, Ray Fittipaldo, who tweeted 3 hours ago, "Don't discount the communication and chemistry issues that were present for much of last season," when talking about the Steelers getting rid of Minka Fitzpatrick. So, Ray, is this another one of those addition by subtraction moves like we saw with George Pickens?
Well, no, Pony. I wouldn't go that far. I think comparing Minka to George wouldn't be fair to Minka at all, but you know, you watched that team as closely as I did last season, and guys like Deshaun Elliott and Patrick Queen are not on the same page as Minkah Fitzpatrick all the time. And listen, maybe when Deshaun and Patrick were talking about the miscommunication and guys not doing their job, maybe they were talking about guys like Cam Sutton and others. But if you would watch the tape and you would see what they were talking about after the Chiefs game where Minkah got beat to the flat and things like that, it just seemed like if you pay close attention, that there were issues there with the communication and maybe things had run its course with Minkah being a centerpiece to this football team. So what's
your take then? Is your theory that they were talking about him?
I think at least partly. I think some of that might have been Cam Sutton, but I think a lot of that, yes, was Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Who plays safety now?
Well, that's interesting because, you know, Jalen Ramsey's a very versatile guy in your secondary. I mean, he made his bones in this league as an outside corner, but he played some slot last year. And I think, Tony, if you look at every great corner once they turn 30 or they get close to 30, I think all those guys who want to continue playing have in the back of their mind that maybe they can make the transition to free safety. Listen, Rod Woodson did it. There are a lot of other guys throughout the history of the NFL who added 3, 4, 5 years to their career because they were able to make that transition. Now, I don't have any inside information on whether that's going to be a full-time move for Jalen Ramsey, but I do know for a fact through sources that the Steelers plan to play him outside in the slot and at safety this year. They just view him as a very versatile piece in their secondary.
So they're going to play him like they did Patrick Peterson 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, from what I remember, Pony, I mean, Patrick played a little bit in the slot. I thought his exposure to free safety was rather limited until they had injuries, right? I mean, I thought that was more because they had injuries late in the season why he went back there. I truly think if you look at him, Jalen, being 30 years old, probably a step quicker than Patrick was when Patrick got here, I would imagine they would move him around more and just take advantage of that versatility early in the season,
right,
in sub packages and just approach it like that.
So yeah. When we show up to Latrobe next month and they put their base defense out there for the first time, you think Ramsey will be at safety?
Well, you know how Tom it is. Beanie Bishop's probably going to line up in the slot and maybe Thornhill at safety, but yes.
Well, how could you do that, though, with Slay, Porter, and Ramsey? You can't have those other two bums out there in that situation.
I just think they're going to work him in slowly. That's all I'm saying. Eventually,
at $20 million.
He will be a starter, but you're talking about when we first get to training camp. I think he's going to play everywhere. I think they're going to work him in slowly, and they're going to try to figure out where he fits best. But if you just look at it right now, I think he would probably start at slot corner first, play there. But I think they like Beanie. I think they'll find ways to use Beanie when they can utilize Jalen at safety.
Ray, how about the let's go to the Jonnu Smith part of this. So
yeah.
We know they like him because of Arthur Smith. He's tried to get him everywhere he's been. Now he's done it again successfully. And they immediately give him $12 million. They're going to pay him more than Pat Freiermuth to play tight end. I mean, that's a lot of money for a guy who's coming off a career year. I get it. But I'm surprised they turned around and gave him that much money, Ray.
Yeah, and again, just through talking to some people at the Steelers, I'm not going to tell you right now that they won't go get another receiver. But Jonnu Smith can play inside receiver, outside receiver. He can play fullback. And obviously, he's listed as a tight end. So he does that as well. Again, versatility. I think the familiarity with Arthur Smith, I think they're going to be in two tight sets a lot, maybe even three tights a lot with Darnell Washington as a blocker. So again, I'm not telling you they're not going to acquire a receiver now, but I think that likelihood declined with the acquisition of Smith today. you mentioned it, 88 catches last year, close to 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, very, very productive player. You're only on the hook with him for 1 year, so if you get him for 12 and he has that type of production again, I don't think that's a bad deal.
And they're only paying him $4 million this year. That's the extension for 2026 on him.
Right.
So the wide receiver thing then, you said you kind of tiptoed around that. So it sounds like you think there will be another wide receiver on their roster when we get to training camp. Is that fair?
Yeah, before today I thought there would be, but now I'm thinking, okay, they utilized Johnny Smith as a receiver. Calvin Austin, you know, produced good numbers last year as a 3 or a 4. Maybe you bump him up to where he's quote-unquote a number two receiver. But in terms of targets, I think Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith will be before him. So, you know, I hate to get into labels and all that stuff, but
yeah,
as we sit here right now, Metcalf will get the most targets. Freiermuth, Smith, 2, 3, I don't know what order, and then Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, 5th. I would think that's the way it's going to work out if there are no injuries.
All right, Ray, let's do this Watt thing for a second, because when Adam Schefter tweeted out about Jonnu Smith coming here, people said, well, he's probably just doing an agent a favor. And then here we are today talking about Jonnu Smith in a Steelers uniform. Now yeah. He's talking about how teams are going to try to trade for Watt even more now, reacting to this news of this deal. And then I think more than anything else, he put the unhappy thing in there again, that TJ's unhappy with where the state of negotiations are. So give me your reaction to the biggest insider in the NFL putting that out there this hour.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Steelers still want to do a deal with TJ, but TJ has to be receptive to it. You know, it can't be just a one-way deal where the Steelers are the only ones who are negotiating there. So I don't have a firm grasp on exactly what TJ wants, but I do know that he's not happy right now with what the Steelers are offering. So, listen, nothing is off the table. I'm not saying they would trade him. I'm not saying what Schefter is saying is wrong. If anything can happen when you get into negotiations like this, my expectation is still for TJ to sign with the Steelers, but as of right now, you know, 3 weeks before training camp, you know, things aren't going great in that regard.
Well, but when you say nothing's off the table, I know you're not putting a percentage on it or even a high one, but you are at least allowing for the possibility that a trade could happen.
Yeah, certainly. I think you always have to leave that little percent open that something like that could happen. But, again, I think eventually they will come together. But TJ's not talking right now. His agents played hardball in the spring. We'll see if they continue to play hardball in the summer when it's time to report to St. Vincent here in, 23 days or so.
All right, Ray. Great stuff, man. Thanks for coming on short notice. We appreciate it. You know that.
Thanks, Bodie. Talk to you later.
There you go, Ray Fittipaldo.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.